Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it's Veterans Day, the 11th day of the 11th month this year of the 11th year. Armistice Day, marking November 11th, 1918, the end of the First World War. Today, the U.S. winding down two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and veterans going from the battlefield to college. There were 800,000 veterans in college last year. That's up from the year before. And it's thanks to the new GI Bill that was passed in 2009, offering more educational benefits for vets. But battlefield to campus commons is not an easy transition, as we learned from reading John Marcus's report. He's with the nonpartisan, nonprofit education news outlet, The Hechinger Report. And John, you know, we have reported here on Here and Now on the emotional transition vets make, but you write also about red tape. Just give us an example.
Well, going to college is hard enough, and I spent the first day of the semester at a community college in Maryland that has a lot of veterans. And even the non-veteran students didn't know where to park, didn't know where to go. The line at the information desk ran out the door. Standing at the bookstore trying to figure out which books to buy, you add on top of that what veterans have to face, which is the red tape from the Veterans Administration to obtain their benefits. There's a 12-day lag in those benefits from the time that you request them to the time that you receive them, which is down from a 60-day delay a few years ago, but still a long time for people that have to put out the money on their own. Veterans, on top of what 18-year-old college freshmen face, also have to deal with, many of them have families, they have jobs, post-traumatic stress disorder. They have traumatic brain injury, high suicide rates, virtually nothing in common with a traditional college kid.
Yeah, well, and again, the Veterans Administration says they're spending about $11 billion a year on these benefits. That's a lot of money. All resident tuition and fees for a public university, and I think fees are $17,500 per academic year for a private university and college. That's a lot of money. And so we understand that veterans are also being, you know, hounded by a lot of these for-profit online schools, eager for that money, but often not giving out, you know, in the end run.
They're being recruited not only by the private for-profits, but by conventional nonprofit private and public universities who want to get a share of this $11 billion. You know, this requires no financial support from the universities themselves, who have to give financial aid and help other students to pay their high tuitions. Veterans come with the full freight. So they're a very desirable market for these universities and colleges. And yet, once they arrive, the veterans say that they have no support. And that's really what they're fighting for.
We know Holly Petraeus, the wife of General David Petraeus, wrote an op-ed about this, that, you know, families are under siege from for-profit colleges in particular. And Secretary of Education Arne Duncan wrote about this. He said, the reason is it circumvents the law limiting the proportion of the revenue these schools can derive from federal aid. So is that the key here?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, private for-profits are already receiving somewhere in the neighborhood for the University of Phoenix of 90% of their revenue from us, the taxpayers, through Pell Grants and other federal support that goes through the students to the institutions. The GI Bill money doesn't count.
So as government assistance.
As government assistance. Yeah. So many of these universities, these private for-profits, are just sort of scraping against the ceiling. The GI Bill money is money they can take without affecting their maximum cutoff.
Well, some schools are trying to help out, and we found this fascinating because we just did a story on a critic of layering on administrators and schools, but you say that some schools are creating the role of veterans coordinator to help. How does that help?
Many schools actually have veteran coordinators, some of them part-time, some of them actually full-time students who work part-time in these roles, many of them themselves veterans. How it helps, there's a veteran coordinator, for example, at Texas A&M in Texas, who is himself a veteran and who has created this program called the Green Zone, which is very similar to a program that exists for gay and lesbian students at universities, whereby certain members of the faculty or staff will put a sticker on their door, a rainbow sticker, or in this case, a Green Zone sticker, saying, if you're a veteran, you can come in. This is a safe place for you to come and talk. Many of these veterans are used to, as they describe it, taking orders, and they come into a university where they're responsible for their own fates. In a very bureaucratic, kind of isolating environment, and they need some help. Yeah. And so in many cases, including schools like Georgetown, which has some large number, I think it's 330 veterans, they are fighting for a veterans coordinator to help them, not only through the Veterans Administration red tape, but to understand how the university works, to get through some of their personal issues that relate to the traumatic kind of experiences that they've had, and also to help A lot of them express some impatience with the what happens in a classroom. They've been out in the world, and then they come back and are sitting in a classroom with kids that just graduated from high school. And writing this story, I think, taught me a lot about the 18-year-old American high school graduate, as much as it did about the returning veteran, because these kids are a little bit naive about some of what these veterans have seen, and the veterans call them children, and they're really about the same age, and yet what the veterans have sort of lived a little more, and they come back into these environments and need that sort of support. So many of these veterans are actually spending today, Veterans Day, fighting at places like Georgetown and American University for this kind of full-time counseling that they think they need.
Well, and maybe college is just to pick up on this and enlist those veterans to help those maybe more immature 18-year-olds learn a little bit about the world, enlist those veterans to tell us what they learned.
It's interesting you say that. There are a few programs that actually bring veterans in to talk about their experiences to classes, yes.
Terrific. John Marcus of the nonprofit education news outlet, The Hechinger Report, on the struggles of veterans coming back for more and just befuddled by college campuses. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And, you know, veterans, if you are having this experience, we want to hear from you. Do you think you can be better used on college campuses? What are some of the things that you come across? Herenow.org, we would love to have your thoughts. And we're going to hear the actual voices of several vets that we've met through the years. That's in 1 minute, Here and Now.